I'm trying to figure out how we can talk about this topic and use a word. You know, I need to come up with a word for a... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A Larry.
A Larry? Okay.
Sure.
You know, it is a problem that men have now and then.
Okay.
Is you pop a Larry.
Oh, my God.
Okay? At an awkward moment.
Really?
Okay?
Whoa. Okay.
So this is a message, and it says, I do not want to give out any details that could lead to figuring out who this is. This is from a guy. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Okay.
So his wife was really upset. He was consoling her. They were on the couch hugging, and then, hello, Larry.
Oh, no.
And she got upset because she was like, how could you be in the mood in this moment? You know?
Yeah.
Like, why are you getting turned on right now? Like, I'm really upset. And I don't know what it was about.
Kelly.
But the message says, doesn't this happen sometimes?
Oh, my God.
Kelly, did you pick the name Larry because of Larry David?
No.
This is like, this is totally like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
Oh, really?
Totally. I'm pretty sure this is
a
Curb episode. Well, he was wearing, he had these pants that were kind of like baggy down there. And like he was sitting next to like one of his, you know, ex-wife's friends or something like that. And she thought he was turned on to her because his pants were baggy down there. And she's like, and he was like, no, I just had baggy pants. She's like, come on. It's okay, Larry. You can admit, you know, it happens. It's natural. Guys, it happens
to
guys.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
So this is like the same thing.
Right.
Wow.
Except this one is a real Larry.
This is a very real Larry.
Right. It's not just baggy pants.
In that case, it was not.
Right.
Well, you don't think.
Yeah. So it says, doesn't that happen? And yes. It does. What, Kel?
I can't have this conversation with you two. All I picture is you two getting a Larry.
I know, right? Isn't that just, you can't, that's like
it's
your,
so awful.
Your brothers
If I ever were with you guys,
right.
And you popped a Larry, it would be amazing.
Let's go to the dance floor. Nah, can't right now.
Right.
No, or maybe I would turn into a mom.
I pulled a hamstring. I'm going to have to sit here for a little while.
Maybe I would like turn into a mom and be like, you know, picture your parents.
Right.
Something like that. I'll help you out.
That doesn't always work either. Yeah.
Well, why? That would work really fast for me.
No, yes. But I mean, sometimes it's just a physical thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not.
I have learned.
You're not in the mood
just,
at all.
It's exactly. Just, sometimes it's just, hello. It just happens.
Right.
Can
like,
you guys...
I mean, how many times have you woken up in the middle of the night and you're just like, I was just dreaming about like dogs chasing me.
Right.
Like, why? And I'm why is that up?
Yeah.
Set up. Like,
I'm really into that.
A dog almost bit my calf off.
Right.
Like, what?
I have this whole thing where I like being chased, you know?
Right.
I'm
into being chased.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys have to tell us the most awkward time that you popped a Larry.
No.
Todd, say it's on TV, please.
No, that's never happened.
Oh, God.
Thank
that would
God.
Be, yeah.
No, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Todd's going to
do it.
I was on a train one time
home.
Yeah, I actually had an
be
awkward
a physical
one.
Thing, yeah.
You know those dreams that you can have that are the opposite of dry? I don't want to like
get
really gross.
Uh-huh.
But I had one of those on a train once. It was
while
a short
you were
nap.
Sleeping? Oh,
I was.
My
I
God.
Was. But
was there someone
up.
Sitting next to you?
I don't think so.
Thank God. Thankfully.
Yeah, that would have been awkward.
But it was, you know, I had to sit through a few extra stops till it kind of dried.
Oh my God. Wow.
This is amazing. Women, we don't like understand
crazy.
This.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I can't believe you just told that story.
I can't
either.
It was a long time ago. I was back in college.
It's all right.
I was a freshman in college, coming home from NC State.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, this stuff happens, right?
The hormones were flowing.
Yeah.
You guys, there's a little boy out there listening to this right now, and they're feeling better.
Right.
It happens.
It's just one of those things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. They don't. Yeah. So if you ever say to a guy, you know, hey, do you want to come in? They say, no, give me a minute. Now you know. Just leave him alone.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to point it out.
We could actually.
Yeah.
I was say we could use it as an excuse.
Well, that's true.
I should use it as an excuse more often. Why don't I?
Because then you would be a creep.
It would be weird.
It would be weird if you're always popping weird. Larry's.
Yeah, constantly be like, sorry, guys, I got this thing going on again.
Sorry, yeah.
It's chronic.
He just points down and goes, you know.
You need to get on medication,
I got
Todd.
Something going right. on down here. So
again, Todd?
Yeah, sorry. I can't do the weather right now.
All right, we have a problem.
Lee, you're going to have to
tease
the weather yourself.
You're going to get arrested, Todd.
Boing alert.
There's a... the forecast has a boing alert.
Oh, God.
Right. Okay. I'm seeing cloudy with a chance of Larry. Yeah.
Holy Larry.